Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you let
vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. And we want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell Negroes in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama, in Mississippi, in South Carolina. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're going to say.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Friday night, and y'all know what it is, the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. I'm your host, Reverend Ron, Dr. Robinson, R.L. Robinson. Some people call me crazy, but don't call me late for the food, the dinner, and the paycheck. Don't call me late, don't call me late. But here we are once again, Friday night, people. Lots going on, lots going on. We know that the trial in New York City for the criminal activities, D.A. Bragg of New York is filing a case against former President Donald Trump, criminal charges, racketeering, falsified documents, fraudulent activity. He was increasing his value of his properties, his personal finances to get big loans. And that's a criminal act. And so he's in the court right now. One of the biggest cases in the history of America, the first time a president, a former president, is being prosecuted. And let's give a hand to D.A. Bragg, who's doing a wonderful job. And he just happened to be African-American, the first. And the second is going to be a D.A. Philly, Fannie Willis of Georgia. She's going to be the second prosecutor to prosecute a sitting president, and she got some goodies. She got some real serious damages, some real serious criminal charges against Donald Trump. And let's give Fannie Willis a hand. Matter of fact, give all of the Judge Chetner, African-American judge prosecuting former President Trump. I say this not to say, because out of the six cases he have, four or five of the judges and the district attorneys are African-American. He came out attacking them last year a year or so ago, and saying that the reason they were prosecuting him because they are racist, because they're African American, he was calling them racist, and he put charges against them on social media, and their families have been threatened. Pawnee Willis has to keep her kids on lockdown. Her father, she has to leave her office. These are things people don't know. She has to, when she finished her job at the day, when she had to go back to her office and put on jeans, a t-shirt, a overcoat, sunglasses, a wig, and walk out of that district attorney's office and go home. She had to go and buy another home to live in. These are things that people do not know. And so when you think about African-American people, whether you like them or just don't like them, when they're in position of authority and they're exhorting their authority, they're putting their authority to work, authority that they are, and I know skin folk is not kin folk. I know everybody ain't down. You know, Clarence Thomas ain't down, but he's there. And I don't like his behavior. I don't like his judging, Supreme Court judging. He's not no Thurgood Marshall, but he's there. Then we got Ketanji Brown. He's there. You got two African Americans on the Supreme Court. You got the Secretary of Defense, African American, Lloyd Austin. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, African American. African American brother, Mr. Brown. When you hear the hearings, look who's sitting around Lloyd Austin with all of those dignified buttons, what you call them, all of those, you know, that all of these high ranking military people with all their stars and their buttons and everything that represents all the things they've been doing for the last year. The only thing you don't have right now, two people in the African American community. Joe Biden wins, and by some, you know, I'm not saying I want anything to happen to the man, but if Joe Biden wins and gets sick, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see African American female, first female president, going to be African American. Then you're going to see the House Speaker, the Honorable Mr. Hakeem Jeffries, African American. Then you're going to see, because this is what they're pushing, the Democrats are pushing, Vice President, female African American, Michelle Obama. So you got the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you got the Secretary of Defense, you got the Vice President, you got the President, you got the House Speaker. Those are key positions in this government. Those are the people that run this government. See, below that, right now, military, administrative offices, technology in the military, technology in the government. Right now, we only 13% of the population, 40-something million of us, but we're running things, people. And whether we like that brother, that sister or not, we need not to destroy our brothers and sisters. Don't destroy your brother and your sister. If we have a, just like family, if you have a dispute with your brother, your sister, you keep it amongst the family. Because in America, symbolism is everything. It's not what it is, it's what it looks like. So if you have two presidents, vice president and vice, African American female, the first time in history, that's powerful. The symbolism of it all is powerful. Why? Because America is a symbolic country. Everything in America is symbolism. Ain't nothing real, y'all. Ain't nothing real. Like with that old saying, ain't nothing going on but the rent. You know, we got to stop understanding what we're dealing with. And African-American people have been displaced because of education. The Miseducation. Get that book, The Miseducation of the Negro, or The Colored Boy, whatever it's called. But then there's another book, very interesting book, and I want us to remember that this is the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, and we bring business, history, and social and economic understanding. There's a good brother, Mr. Lawrence Otis Graham, wrote a book, I think it was 15, 20 years ago, called Our Kind of People, An Inside to the American Black Upper Class. Our Kind of People, An Inside to American Black Upper Class. Lawrence Otis, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, Otis, O-T-I-S, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, Our Kind of People, grew up in Harlem, moved up to Westchester. I knew the brother, spoke to him several times, went to many charitable organizations and charitable invitations. I met him there, wonderful person. Father was wealthy. His mother was wealthy. Father was an attorney and a judge. His mother was a professor and a lawyer and a university. So he grew up in an upper middle class black family. And we don't talk about our upper middle class black families. They're part of our history. People call them boozy. They got something they call Boule, B-O-U-L-E. There's Boule organizations. African-American Boule organizations, most of these fraternities and these sororities from the historical black colleges and universities, HBCUs, these fraternities and these sororities are considered Boule organizations because most of those people are doctors, lawyers, professors, scientists, own companies and corporations. And they're part of our history. It's a great part of our history that we don't talk about because these people been gone on for 300 years. We had upper class black folks that were wealthy. And I know it's a bad thing, and maybe it's a good thing because I don't know how they were treated, but around the 1700s, African Americans owned more slaves than the white man, and I duly feel that they were treated better under the African American master slave master slave situation, whatever it was. But it's a part of our history, people. It's very important that our kids know this. They need to know. E.B. Du Bois was one of our elite upper class blacks. Okay. Booker T. Washington was a distinguished man, came from slavery, built the college and university, and did wonderful things, but he did not consider himself an upper class. E.B. Du Bois felt that we should have and we should have maintained our upper class blacks because if we could be more competitive economically, you have the money, you have the business, you can enhance the life of your people. Whoever gives a man a job, pays a man a paycheck every Friday, help him buy a home, buy a car, take care of his family, put his kids through college, get his private schools, get his kids medical assistance, that person is going to be holding to that person and that industry and that corporation. And that's what's going on in America today, y'all. The white man owned the corporations. He hired the best intelligent African-Americans because we run everything. There's not a thing that you could think about that we didn't run, we didn't develop, we didn't invent, we didn't establish. We did everything. America will not be what Harvard, Yale, Princeton would not be in existence without African Americans. Technology would not be advanced. A train to train exchanging how the trains connect and exchange I forgot what you call that mechanism. African-American. Open heart surgery, African-American. Blood plasma, African-American. Antibiotics. If you get sick, you need antibiotics. African-American scientists designed that. Going into the moon, the technology for that, African-American. The refrigerated, you can ship things and deliver things through trucks, food and whatnot, and meat, and won't spoil for hours and days and days and days because of the refrigerated trucks. We changed our whole industry. African-American factory, the fact that you can do multiple things in a factory, that whole thing, a George Washington Carver scientifically designed the factory to do multiple products within times of minutes. George Washington Carver introduced factory manufacturing of cars. The first car built in America, Mr. Noel Patterson built the first car in America. And I can go on and on and on. If you Google how many inventions were invented in America by African Americans, there's 50,000. You heard right. 50,000. Let your kids know that. Let your grandkids know that. That's historical. We should be proud of ourselves. We're not no slaves. We're not no second-class citizens. We're very distinguished people. And we did, whether we had a third-grade education or no education, we did wonderful things. My grandfather was a slave, built a agricultural farm in South Carolina, high-tech, non-comparison to none, and made lots of money. It's incredible, the things that we went through and the things that we've done. Let's focus on those things in which we've done. Let's teach our children about the positive things, because it is what it is. Woe to him who say unto God's people, alive. It is what it is. I'm not lying. I'm not bragging. I'm telling the truth, because everything I say is documented in history. I got the brother's name. He'll come to me. He established 116 books, which was a Negro journal. All the things that we have done. You can go look on Google. You can look on Amazon. You can look on eBay and look for the Negro Journal. Back in the 1800s and 1900s, he created these books, and they were reprinted back in the 1960s, called the Negro Journal. And in those journals, they're very expensive now. If you buy one of them, probably cost you about $160 or $75, $100. But the information in there is astounding. One thing. Attorney Jeff Robinson said, he said, one thing about man, when man saw something great throughout history and man did something great throughout history, they wrote it down. But guess what? All of the things that African Americans did but did not get credit for was in the journals. It was written in the newspapers. Every time African Americans did something, a journalist had written about it since the 1600s, if I believe correctly. And so, Granville. He wrote this. He took the newspaper article clippings and he put them into a encyclopedia structure, and he talked about everything from Africa to the Caribbean to Europe to Asia and coming to America. He had journalistically put everything in these encyclopedias. And if you get these books, you cannot deny that everything that has been said about the African American community, everything that we have done, have not been hidden. It's right there. Things that people are doing now, technology that cars have, the hidden light on the Lincoln Continental, and the, I remember the Grand Marquis Port Grandma Keys, African American. Folk Wheels, Rim, African American. I can go on and on and on and on and on, and it's not like you're bragging, but it's historical facts. And we need to teach our children these facts, and we need to teach everyone these facts, because history is important. Why do you think Ron DeSantis wants to say, oh, DEI, CRT, they want to say that we're so stupid that we're going to believe that they telling us that everything we've done is CRT and DEI and it's woke and it's this and that. That's crap. That's crap. It's written in the journals. It's written in the newspaper since the 1600s. How can it be a lie? And we're still continually doing wonderful things in science and math, you know, athletics as well, but that's athletics and music and singing. That's not the only thing we do in your head. And one of the most popular coaches in the world, the most influential coaches in the world, the most economic developing coaches in the world. You will make money in China if you could rap. They're all rapping. Pants down, head. I don't recognize, you know, I'm not saying I recommend it, but pants hang behind your butt and a hat turned backwards, and you can say, oh, 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 whatever these young people say in rap music. But you find it in China. I've been to China. I see rap music. South Korea, I see rap music. Japan, England, Belgium, okay, Germany, France, Italy, Poland, Portugal. Where can you not go and find Fats Domino and Nat King Cole and Mahalia Jackson and Louis Armstrong, Sophronius Monk, Miles Davis, go on and on and on. Jazz, we influence jazz. We influence rock and roll. We influence doo-wop. We influence even salsa and merengue, and all these music have African American instrumental following us. They follow us. We are internet. Look at these young boys right now, these rappers. They put their name on the water. This kid, 50 Cent, for an example, he put his name on some water. It sold hundreds of millions and millions and billions all over the world, and he sold his shares. He had 25% interest. He sold his share for $50 million. How many white boys can do that today? They're out there singing and dancing and carrying on. These white kids are copying the black kids. They out there doing the hip hop and the rap and all that stuff, and the R&B is soul. Everybody want to sound like Aretha Franklin, and they want to sound like Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson. You know, you can go on and on and on back to the time that music was created in America. The great influence on American music, the African-American community, that's history. That's not my story, your story. It's his story. It's for the whole America. America would not be what it is today without the contributions of African-American. Deny it. They're really denying their children to be educated properly. The excuse, Ron DeSantis. Oh, we can't teach slavery to white kids. They're gonna make them feel bad. Well, damn it, how do the African American kids feel? How do I felt? How did anybody feel all these years? You're not gonna make them feel bad. You're gonna make them realize how evil you was. That's what you're worrying about. They're not gonna feel bad. They're gonna look bad on you. And if you continue to teach them that in your home, that nonsense, they're going to not want to engage with their parents with the nonsense. They just don't want the history, African American history, told, because they know how powerful it is. They know what we've done. They know more about us than we know about us. And that's why I said everybody should go out. You can Google it. You can get it on audio books. You can get it. You can even get it free from the library. You can get it online. You can get it for cheap. But go get by Lawrence Otis Graham, L A L A L A W R-E-N-C-E, Otis, O-T-I-S, Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M. It's Our Kind of People. The title of the book is Our Kind of People, An Inside to America's Black Upper Class. Lawrence Otis Graham, Our Kind of People, Inside America's Black. And when you read that book and you find out what they were doing back in the 40s and the 30s and the 20s, the debutante balls, these high class charity balls and things of that sort, you get an inside look at another part of African American history that's not told, and we need to tell it, because these people develop technology, they invented things, they invest in business, they own corporations. I know everybody knows Reginald Lewis on Beatrice Corporation, the first billionaire, had the biggest manufacturing food, supermarkets, and everything. Nothing that we didn't do. And our kids need to know this, because our kids and our grandkids and our great-great-great-great-great-grandkids, all our children need to know these things, because they need to know that everything is possible if you have God in your life, and if you pursue it, and if you want it bad enough, and you work hard enough, you can be anything you want. Telling our children something different. They're telling them they can't do this, they can't go there, they can't talk about that, don't look at this one, don't look at that one. And we have to turn that situation around and give our children the truth. The truth will set you free. The Bible says people will perish. They will disappear. They will not exist because of lack of knowledge. Ignorance. Not knowing, not understanding. Have no understanding. People will perish because of lack of knowledge. Because if you don't know, if you don't stand up for something, you'll sit down for anything. And if you don't know something, people will drag you around like a puppy. If you don't know what you know about yourself, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know who your people are, we have a great history. The African American community went from the colored people to the Negro. Once at a time, they call us not Black American. They call us the Blacks, like we were objects. And then we call us Black American, and now we're African American. We have a very intriguing, interesting, dynamic, rich, powerful, beautiful history. And these children are being denied that. Your kids are going to these public schools. They're going to parochial private schools. They're going to Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, all these schools, and they're getting taught nothing. Watered down, nothing. These kids leave these schools not knowing nothing about African-American history. Nothing. Oh, it's DEI. We can't teach that. Oh, it's CRT. We can't teach that. Oh, it's woke. We can't teach that. When can somebody tell you how your history is supposed to be taught? When can somebody take facts and figures and historical facts, turn it around and call it some stupidness and try to drive it out of society? That's not possible, people. And I will not allow it. And thank God for so many other African American brothers and sisters out there. The brother, he makes T-shirts and jumpsuits, you know, your gym suits, and they got all kind of African American history written on it. I want to get this brother's name and information, because he got his children wearing their history. When they go around to the stores and the parks and the school, kids can read on their clothes, 1800 and this, 1700 and that, 1600 and that, 1400 and that, bum, 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 lights, surgery, science. You know, the kids can read about the history. That's a beautiful thing. I want to buy a bunch of his stuff and give it away to the children, because that's a beautiful thing, man. Walk around with history on your clothes. Well, they can't tear this down. The black churches in Florida, my mind was blown. The black preachers said, y'all not going to teach history to our children? Get in the church. We're going to open up the church 7 days a week after Saturday and Sunday, after Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll have after school, we're going to have after classes and programs to teach our kids our history. Amen, amen, amen. The churches in Florida, and all the churches should jump up on that. Open up your doors 7 days a week and let the children come in and teach them their history. So the African-American churches, the black churches, Baptist, AME, Southern Baptist, Catholic, non-denominational independent churches, all of them got together and said, we're going to open up our church and we're going to teach African-American history in Sunday school, a children's Sunday school, adult Sunday school, and they're going to teach it after work at night on 7 o'clock after night, after work, after school. They're going to continue to teach it. Amen, amen, and amen. That's what I'm talking about. We don't need these people. We have 116 colleges and universities. We have 140-something parochial and private schools. We have charter schools. We have private African-American private schools from first grade to sixth grade, from sixth grade to 12th grade. We don't need these people and their nonsense. We don't have to go through this. Because only reason you're going through this is because you did great things and they need to be told. Everybody should be told. These white children that get on the internet and find out all these historical facts about African Americans, they're upset because ain't nobody told them. They're not upset because they heard the truth. They're upset because they wasn't told. A little young white boy, I think he's 13, 14, he said, my God, African Americans did all of this? And all they told me was about peanut butter? This is ridiculous. He was upset. Kids want to know. They want to be educated. It's a different kind of environment today, 2024. It's a different kind of 21st century we're going through. These kids want to be educated. They want to know. They want to know the truth. They want to know the history of America, good, bad, and indifferent, because they're not that stupid. They know all this good stuff you're telling in the classes. That's not proper. It doesn't calculate. You go from Civil War, American Indian War, and then slavery, and then you're going into some other crap. The kids say, what to go between that and that and that time? What happened between all those times? So all those things are missing. So we have to work on making sure that we know, all of us, each one of us, to take a responsibility to make sure that we teach one, reach one. And we all take time out to support. I'm going to support churches that teaching African-American history. A little donation here and there. And every time you get a chance, you know something, tell something. You know something, what that old saying in New York, see something, say something. Yeah, you know something, say something. You know, stop a young person and tell them about history. Get involved. A lot of these schools have programs where they want people to come in and talk to the kids. They got a father program, a mother program. You know, you can come in and talk to kids that don't have, you know, living in dysfunctional families or whatever, or the kids that are in the bad classes or the bad schools, the last resort schools, because they don't been suspended and they don't been, you know, evicted, whatever you want to call it, from the school for so many times. They get a last chance school, and they invite people to come in and talk to them, encourage them. Like people go to the jails and do jail ministry, you know, and I'd say the same thing. You go to jail ministry, tell about the history. You go to these schools, these after school programs. You go into these schools where the children are bad. I've done it myself. I've lectured in different bad schools to kids, and I tell them about the history. I tell them about my experience living up in Jim Crow, in segregated South Carolina. Everything that happened to me. You know, the teachers might not want to hear it. They might want me to shut up, but you invited me to talk, and now I'm talking. And I'm going to say what I know, but you can't rewrite my experience, my truth, what God gave me, what I experienced and what I saw. Nobody, no man, no woman, no book, nobody can tell me my truth. I'm going to keep talking my truth until, you know, God take me home, and, you know, I'm going to let people know what it is. But what do you say? What do you say? Roll up the mics and get some information from some of our great listeners as well. 929-586. 929-586. Yes, your mic is open.
Yes, my brother. Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Robin.
Good evening.
You know,
this is the guy that stole my name, but y'all don't worry about that.
We're still in court.
We're still in court. That's right. And we don't get to go to heaven court and tell Jesus about that. Jesus,
we have,
this is the one. Don't let him in the building gate. You don't need one of us. You don't need two of us. It's too much for both of us to be in here.
Amen
to
that.
Brother, I can tease. This is my brother. I can tease him.
Listen, we can talk about the African-American, but the African in general, us as Africans in general. All right, we were the first. And he said first, last, and everything. Well, you know, I listen to the news and science reports and stuff like that, and I see little kids, girls, many of them, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, teaching college, okay? You see a four or six-year-old or two-year-old doing math.
Mm.
All right? You hear more about the contributions after we had the understanding, we had the wisdom, we had the knowledge when we got off the boat here. We just transitioned it from West Africa or Central Africa or, you know, East Africa to here. We were scientists, excuse me, we are scientists, engineers, architects, agronomists, even getting into astrology and astronomy, which helped us teach people how to farm and so on. We are the children of God. We are the creators that God made here on earth to go forth and multiply and replenish the earth. He said, name everything. Name everything. So here we are now in the 2024, from the 70s to now. Yeah, we're naming everything, but everything that we're naming is cursed because of our indoctrination here in the United States, as well as the colonial indoctrination in Africa, where you forgot your history, who you were, who you are in your DNA. You know, and I'm glad to hear that the brothers over there in Mauritania, you know, Senegal, and other places, here you got brothers of younger than 40 years old, and they're presidents of their country, they're prime ministers of their country. And they're not taking this stuff. We need to look at that here. Listen,
and support
the incarceration rate here. We got to look at that and say, and say, we're not taking this anymore. We need to open up our own schools, our own venues, where after school we can have a place to sit down and talk with our young teenagers, our youth, and so on, so they won't be in the street at mischief. You know, so there's a lot to do, and I'm proud of the work that Federation and other people are doing in Ghana and other places, because they're looking at from the ground up. If you can't eat right, you can't think right. You know, so I admire all the works of the Rastas over there in Ghana and Ethiopia and so on, because they think from the ground up. You know,
amen.
Feed yourself. You know, we've been given fishes for so long. We forgot how to fish. That's why we have so many people stuck into welfare and other things like that. That was made for white people at first, anyway. You know, we fell into place,
and it still is.
So it still is, and I'm very proud. I'm very proud, you know, of the diaspora and those people that are in the diaspora who have thought to go back and start again, you know, and for generations, not for their individual selves, but for generational understanding and lifestyle, where we don't get caught up in the mess that we've been indoctrinated for here. And we've done this all out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all these things out of pain. You know? So I bless everyone. I thank everyone. And God bless Black people of the world.
Amen. Amen. That's great. That's great. We have to find appreciation for one another, for our different cultures around the world, for our different historical contributions to society, for all the contributions that Africa brought to this world and all the resources that Africa gave to the world. We wouldn't be able to have none of this technology, none of these warhead equipment, nothing that we have in what they so-call developed countries would not have nothing, y'all, if it wasn't for Mother Africa, the mother, the soil, the universal creator of everything, Africa. It was called Akaban, if I say it correct, Akaban. And that was the garden, the cradle civilization, the Garden of Eden. That's what it meant.
Akabulan.
Thank you, Akabulan. And if you Google Africa, you can Google Africa and say, what were the previous names of Africa? And you found several names. There's names in the Bible, Abyssinia. You found several names, but it is the cradle of civilization. Everything started from Africa. We birthed this European, you know. And when something is last, it's always a little better than the first. As you watch your children, because they're last, you watch your children, you have 6, 7, 2, or 3. That last one is always seem to be a little smarter, a little more, you know, a little more integrity, do a little more. It's just something about being the last, you know. And so there it goes. The Europeans are the last, and they took on many different things. And you know, some of them did some good stuff, but in the overall intensity of it, not giving respect where respect is due. I don't like when people just take historical facts and turn it around for their purpose. That I don't like. Don't take something and use it for your purpose. Use it for the good of all kinds. And so, you know, that's what I say to that. I would open up 832-746. What do you say? 832-746. Your mic is open. Maybe you've got to unmute yourself. Maybe you have to unmute yourself. Okay. We're going to open up 205-742. 205-742, what do you say?
All right. You know, I always got something to say, so we're going to throw it in. How's everybody doing?
And I'm going to say this to you, brother. Everything you say is 100%, 100%, and it makes sense, and people better listen.
Yeah, it's biblical. It's biblical. And we have to go back and compare the Bible to the history. See, we've been taught religion. The white folks or the people got in charge of the book turned around and turned it into a religion. But it's not a religious book. It is a history book. It is the real deal what happened in the past. And we'll never get the future straightened out until we go back and fix the past. A lot of people say, you know, don't dwell back in the past, but I'm from a logical, mechanical mind, and I said wherever it broke it, that's where you got to go back and fix.
Amen.
So we're going to have to go back and fix what got broken. And what got broken is the relationship between us and God. Now, I was a young man back in my 20s, And I was trying to do all kind of things and stuff, and I did take time to think about, you know, life, God, and Christianity, and all these things. And I looked around and said, man, it's something that the black man did against God, because we ain't that dumb, and white people ain't that smart. Because I work hand-in-hand with a lot of white folks, and I had to show them and hold their hand and show them how to do things that I thought they should know. And we've been that race. Without the black race, the white man been lost. And I really truly believe, I think somebody said it on the radio, if it wasn't for black folks in America, I believe God been destroyed this place. And a lot of the reasons he hadn't destroyed it because of us, his saints. And we feed into the strength of the white man. We feed into the strength of this worldly system, because God taught us against all this stuff. But we jump right in and start following when we should have been leaders. And the truth was gave to us, but we messed around there and dropped it. Because we could go back to the book, and now black people, the Israelites, the black folk were sorted out. Remember now, when they came over to Africa, they were looking for the Hebrew Israelites. They were not looking for the native Africans. They sorted us out because, you know, like I said, the history on this thing, 70 A.D. was the last time black and the Hebrew Israelites, the original God's people, was in charge. And we have to go back and look now. Esau and Jacob both were Hebrew Israelites, both of them, chosen ones, the seed of Abraham and Isaac. This ain't no religion, I'm telling y'all. This is history. Get religion and throw that stuff in the trash can. This is history. These is our forefathers. If we exist in 2024, then something brought us to 2024. Our forefathers and foreparents brought us to this current day. And if you trace this current day back in time in the days of Jesus and Abraham, those are our forefathers. It's not religion. It's the history. God kept up with the lineage. Go get the book. He kept up with the lineage of all these people. What was the reason? Back when I was a diehard Christian, I used to go through and read them lineages and stuff. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Boaz, Bobab, blah, blah, blah. All them names I couldn't even pronounce. But God kept a record of all that stuff. From Abraham to Jesus was 42 generations. I'm pretty sure from Jesus to present day, is somewhere about 30-some generations. So all that was kept up with. And we got to understand that we did not keep the law, statutes, and commandments of God, and he punishing us. We are in punishment. And the white man was designed and built to do the things he do, just like the lion. How many going to get the lion to repent for killing zebras and the wildebeest and the animals that they track down and hunt and kill? That lion ain't going to repent. Just like the white man ain't going to repent for what he done, because he was built to do that. The anaconda out there, the alligator, if they go repent, because God built them to eat fresh meat. And God built Esau, which is today's white man, to do just what he doing to us. That's our punishment. That's the rod of correction God put on us. And so let us keep that in mind, that one day, yet though we going through all these trials and tribulations and all these things, in the end, God said he still going to choose Jacob. And we got to understand the other races are between the Bible, called Second Esther says that the other races is in between Esau and Jacob, meaning that, and everybody, y'all know I made the comment one time before, that everybody love a winner. The white man is in the winning position. Every race up on the nation is buying bleaching cream to be just as white as they can be. It ain't just us black folks that want to be white. It ain't a matter of want to be white. We want to be winners. And the white man is in the dominant winning race. He rules his world. But he the evilest thing on the planet. He is not of God. He of us, Satan. But we chasing after all the things that Satan, you know, got control of. The world was given over to the wicked. And the wicked is in charge. He in charge of the gold. He in charge of the diamonds. He in charge of all the resources of the earth. All the resources of the earth belong to the devil. Now, what race of people run this world? Come, logical. Just think about it. You ain't got to even put no stress on the thought. What race of people run this world? What race of people got the nuclear bomb? Then just to come in on the Iranians drop a bomb on Israel. The Bible says you're supposed to forgive your enemy, right? They teach all the black folk, we got to forgive, 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 forgive. But every time somebody touched them white folks, they call themselves Israelis. They don't even call themselves Israel. They call themselves Israelis. And any time you touch them, they're going to react, right? That ain't no sign of no godly people. And God is drawing in all United States is the world leader, all these bombs and technology and weapons. But God going to start enough fights that they ain't going to be able to build enough, going to drain all their weapons. They're going to blow up every bomb they ever made right over there in the Middle East and all that scripture. He's going to draw in all them white nations, and they're going to fight and kill themselves, and Jacob going to walk back in his land without even fighting. Take a look at Joshua 24 and read it in its entirety. God got out there and fought our battles, and we are the people who just like sheep. We got to have a shepherd, and we lost our shepherd, so all the other races take advantage of us. All the other races on the planet take advantage of God's chosen people. And we keep that in mind. We know what the irony or the blessing and all that, just to know that we still love by God, even though he had to whoop us. And everybody got a whooping by their mom and daddy. But that didn't mean mom and daddy didn't love you. All mom and daddy were doing is whooping you into correction. And then you got to go through the punishment. You got to go through the whooping to get to the other side to the blessing. And all of us know every whooping we ever got, we probably pretty much deserved it. Mom and dad ain't beat you for nothing. You got a whooping for a reason, and God is whooping us for a reason. And he going to make us shiny, brand new one of these old days, and it's coming sooner than we think. It's winding up, people. It's winding up. Let's get ready and focus on the Lord, the God. I'm talking about Yahushua, not this Jesus made up stuff. I know Jesus is in all our psyche, and I know we got plenty of people who say Jesus Christ and worked out many miracles. We cast out demons in that name. We done got, you know, all kind of blessings and came through that name. That wasn't but a figure of your imagination. And it's your reality. I can agree that it seemed like Jesus came through on a lot of things, but it really wasn't the truth. It was just our imagination because we was in a bad situation looking for a better situation. And when it got better, we said Jesus did it. But Jesus was the one caused us all our trouble. He the one enslaved us. And we got to keep in mind, the very same people who tied us to the tree and hung us out the tree is the same people who brought us the hamburger, the steak, the good life, the good jobs, them the exact same folks. And we'll get so comfortable accepting the goodies and forget that they the one brought all the bad. So let us keep that in mind. That God got us, and we going to come on top, and we going to be victorious real soon. And I close out with that.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We're going to open up 912-655-665, Norman Hargrove. We're going to talk about the water and how so there's some good water, y'all, some healthy water, and some health and wealth. God said, "What I would that you prosper and be in good health." And so that we can prosper and be in good health with this fantastic water that Norman Hargrove will tell us about. True hydration. Norman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Could you hear me just fine?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, and I was thinking about the company that is presenting this water. This water, Dr. Robinson, is going to be a big deal. And so if people are looking for an opportunity to change their life, whatever it may be, whatever you want to do. You want to send your kids to college. You want to be able to put food on the table. You want to be able to change your zip code, or you want to make up for any lost opportunity that you did not seize in the past. Excuse me. This is the one not to miss. Okay, the hospitals and doctors are saying right now, and I didn't know this, even though I keep up with a lot of stuff, I did not know that they were saying that 99, and I want you folks out here in radio land to hear this, 99.99%. Well, to me, that's almost everything, right? 99.99% of all diseases are directly related to poor hydration. Not saying we're not getting a lot of water. A lot of people are getting a lot of water, but the problem is, guys, that we are not getting the right type of hydration. We're not getting the type of water that would go into your cells when you drank it. And a person that runs, work out, and they go and they drink a bunch of water, they can tell that their water is not in their cells. Okay, all you got to do is jump around, turn around real quick, side to side. You can even hear the water being tossed about in your mid-range area, your stomach. That's because it did not absorb into your cells. Well, let me tell you what I know about that. There are certain metabolic processes that has to be completed with hydration. And that's why the world is saying, well, you know, watermelon is good for you. Well, they're saying that cantaloupes are good for you. Certain fruits that are water-based fruits are good for you. But goodness, everybody is not privy to that. So that means that, and if you don't eat enough of it, but they do hydrate you. Okay? Okay, I only said that to say this, that we are all familiar with five-hour energy. Just about every truck stop, every convenience store, even in Walmart, they have displays of those little teeny bottles where you can buy a shot, and it will give you immediate energy once you take those items. But, you know, they load it with caffeine and sugar. Really not good for your health. That's just like driving taking a Red Bull. Whatever energy drink they got, I would stay as far away from them as I possibly can. But anyway, just to make my point that the gentleman that made billions of dollars from that five-hour energy product is the same gentleman that came up with the device, the bicycle that you pedal in place. You're not going anywhere, but what you can do with that bicycle is you can power up your entire house. I can't wait. It's already been invented. I'm quite sure they may be going through a lot because of the electrical consortiums of big businesses that are really trying to keep that thing out of the public. But you know what, guys? They got it in certain parts of the world. It's going to solve the problems of Africa and India and many other places where they just don't have energy or a lot of energy. Because we know some lands got energy, and then they have to use it part-time, or it might be days before it power up or what happened. But I only said that to say this, guys, is that the same gentleman is not a fly-by-night person. He is not a person that just came up with something. No, he's been around for years with five-hour energy. He is a billionaire and a former monk, okay? He used to be in what they call a monastery. Now, let me get to my point, guys. Because he went up to Detroit, not Detroit, but down the street from Detroit, Farmington Hills. They're having their first big event right now as we speak. They're opening their doors. But what happened is, guys, they invented a device that can take brackish water, river water, sea water, ocean water, and turn it into fresh drinking water. Now, you may say, well, hey, that's been around for a while. It has, but it was not around where you can afford it economically, okay? For the first time in history, we made that water that everybody can afford it. So you know what that's going to do? It's going to solve the water problems. And if you don't realize it now, guys, let me tell you, we have a severe water issue worldwide where we are running out of fresh drinking water. So what he did, guys, is he purchased 25 acres of property in Michigan, and they put buildings upon buildings of research and development buildings. They came up with this advice, and he wants to give back to the community. In a large way, he is giving a case, let me describe what a case is, of this particular water to everybody. It's going to be worldwide, guys, but it's starting here in the United States where you can get a case of water free today. Today is the last day. I'm sorry that some of you guys found out, but it has to be a beginning and an ending. And this is the last day, 12 midnight tonight will be. Get back, guys, with Reverend Robinson. Give him your address, your email address, your telephone number, and give him your email address. And, guys, he can send you that water. Tonight is the last night. This water comes in cans. They're going to send you 24 cans. It's got lemon flavoring with a little sweetener in 12 cans. And 12 cans, they got lemon flavor, just regular water. But what they found out, guys, is this water, immediately when you drink it, gets into the cells of your body, and it is creating massive results from people around the country. Guys, I mean, from pressure issues going away to headaches, energy coming. I mean, immediately after they start drinking, they can see a difference in their health. But it only goes to say what the doctors are now saying. I wonder why they're saying this all of a sudden. But they're saying that 99.9% of all diseases, even the big C, I won't say that word, guys, because certain entities say they own that word. But you can own it all you want, but I'm going to say it, even if I have to say an acronym. The big C can be reversed within days by drinking this particular intracellular water. And what they did is stumble upon a accidental technology, found out that this device not only turns seawater into fresh drinking water, but it creates what they call ultra-pure water. Now, ultra-pure water, you're not going to find it nowhere except in the hospital, where they use it in IVs, they use it in the operating room, to where they got a bloody area, and they want to clean it out, and they want to put some in your body. They put this water. Guys, this is the right water that you want to drink. It is phenomenal. It's going to make a big us in the world, and especially you guys that get in on the beginning of this marvel. Remember now, guys, they use this in hospitals, but now you can drink it and it absorbs. Do you know that people who are using the bathroom, getting up four or five times a night, are not getting up at all, guys, because this water is entering their cells? Well, that's what you want to begin with. So, you know, they're going to be smiling. They're already doing it because they're getting the samples of water and drinking one can. See, guys, when you getting the right type of hydration, you don't really need that much. They're saying drink 8 to 10 ounces of, or 10 glasses, I should say, 8 to 10 glasses of water. Guys, we don't need that much when you're getting the right type of water. You may only need one or two cans. And they're sending this water out free today, and it has a financial piece that's going to blow your mind. Well, you remember, guys, all those opportunities we missed? What about the Microsofts in the late 70s, early 80s? What about the Yahoos? What about the Food Lions where went out and got $1,000 from each one of his friends? And now Salisbury, North Carolina, is one of the richest compacted neighborhoods in the world because those people gave up $1,000 and now they're rich. What about the Amazons and things of that nature, guys? What about the Googles? What about those opportunities that you missed? I want to ask you a question, guys, and think about it. With the way the economy is and is coming further down the road with AI technology? Would you have work, guys? Would you have a job? You don't ever know what's going to happen in this country. But I tell you what, guys, does it make sense to grab a hold of an opportunity that you dare not miss because you missed the other ones? What about your neighbor, taking care of your neighborhood, taking care of all your children, their expenses and food, and putting food on your table, like your own table, and then finding out that you can go to another zip code or maybe drive something that you never dreamed of, guys. This is getting ready to happen right now, and I highly suggest that you guys get back with Dr. Robertson, call him, and he's going to give you his telephone number right now, a way to reach him, guys, and then I'm going to ask some questions. Go right ahead, Doc.
Yeah, so anybody want to reach me regarding the water? A lot of people, I have sent you out the water already. We already registered some people. But nevertheless, you can call me at 518-866-7605. 518-866-7605. 518-866-7605. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Robertson.
And,
I will say, guys, this is the last night. 12 o'clock Eastern time will be it. You'll still be able to get free water, guys, but since a lot of people are not taking it as serious as they're gonna, guys, they're charging $10 shipping, but you can still get that case of water free of charge. But it's going to be $10 shipping, so you can have some skin in the game. You know, a lot of times when you give somebody something free, they really don't have nothing, no skin in the game, and they might throw it in a corner and say, hey, I'll get to it whenever I decide to get to it. But, guys, with the amount of success that people are having with this particular product, this water, it won't be sold in places like Kroger's and Walmart. It's going to be us that's going to have the opportunity. Please take advantage of what you – I don't want you saying 6 months from now that I wish I would have done that. But, guys, you still can do it. But guess what? It's nothing like being first. So any questions you may have of the water, you can ask now. I'll be glad to help to do what I can to answer the best possible way that I can. But, guys, I am so excited. After this weekend, we're going to be good to go as far as everything's going to be wide open. The door, the lock will be taken off the door, and we can do business, and it's going worldwide. Any questions?
571-264, your mic is open. 832-746, your mic is open. Okay. We'll give folks a minute to get themselves together here. And if anybody want to ask questions, all mics are open right now. You can ask a question. Okay. All right.
You know, I like to say this, Doc, if I may. With it being summertime and the kids are all outside, they're playing, they're sweating, you really, guys, you want to keep an eye on what your kids are drinking, not those sugary drinks that cause heart disease. You know they linked a lot of sugar to heart disease of all kinds. Guys, so you really want to give them a little lemon-flavored water. It would definitely quench their thirst in a large way. It ain't the amount of water you drink, guys. It's what you absorb, okay? It's what your body keeps. So I just thought I'd throw that in, but go ahead, Doc. I'm ready
for questions.
Another
thing I want to say, if a child had attention disorder, I forgot all the letters that go with that stuff, but there's a lot of stuff with children, young children getting all these medications and causing them to become docile and like mummies, okay? If you don't want your children to get that and their children have this attention disorders, get this water because it's going to balance out the chemicals in the child. The child is going to come down, okay? I got a grandson. He's running around like with chicken with the head cut off. I'm definitely going to get him some. I told my daughter to order some of this water for him, you know. He's very smart. but he's a little overzealous. He's a little over creative and a little over too anxious. But I believe that this water is going to balance out the chemicals in the kid's body, and the kid will come back down to a level where he can where he can be handled better. You know, because sometimes it's hard to handle a child when the child get a little out of hand with the attention disorder, and you got a million things to do. But God will bless in many different ways. So get this water and get it to your friends and tell your friends about it, and, you know, get exposed to it. So, Norman will stay with us. We're going to move on, but Norman will stay with us. And then if anybody have any questions, mics are open. You're welcome to chime right on in. Right now I'm going to open up the door for our Enigma herself, Mrs. Carol Smith. And
oh, God bless you. Hello, everybody. I'm still waiting I'm waiting for my water that you sent me, Ron. And thank you for always thinking about me for the new adventures. Other than that, it's just, you know, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Trying to get people, there's a new thing called the water filter. It's not a new adventure, but it is something to invest in, and it's for those who live overseas and have the most polluted water in the world. And this product is, I saw it in action. I'm waiting for more information on how to, you know, really get more money involved and get invested into the countries that this go to. I've seen this happen in action, and in less than 2 hours, they get fresh, clean water. Fresh, clean water. It's a bag and there's a solvent that they have to put in the dirty water. The water has all kinds of insects and diseases and things, and it kills it. And and this would benefit poor areas where children don't have parents. They, you know, for whatever reason, they're in a war-torn area. They need to drink water. You know, maybe a teenager is guiding them, because a lot of places are in dire strait, and this is helping out people to, you know, get clean water. And, you know, that's a start. And I wish this was something that was going on a lot earlier for a lot of poor countries. I know India needs it the most. Africa needs it, you know, in most of the war-torn areas. So I'm waiting on that one. And it's really, it gives you about 3 gallons per bag, and you know, that way they have a little hook or something that goes on both their shoulders, and they're able to carry like 5 bags apiece on each shoulder and front and back. So that's like 20 bags that they filter out the water and go back and forth, and they put it in their area that they keep their water in, and wherever they wash up. It's just, you know, I think God is answering a lot of things.
That is such a blessing. A brother sent me a video, and in Cameroon, these little kids, I swear to God, they were drinking dirt water. The water was coming from the dirt. The dirt was mixed with the water, and these children were so thirsty. And you see the little bellies popping out. They were skinny as a toenail, but their belly was pulling out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ran straight to try to get some water over there to them, you know, bottled water, whatever it is, and we shipped it over. But what you're saying is a blessing as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. Thank God for that, because you are telling the truth. If you ever go to Africa, people, and you ever go into the villages, I'm not talking about the tourist area with the big hotels and everybody looks fine. Everybody got Rolls Royces.
And they go on the water with an elephant everybody else, and they got to take a chance with crocodiles, whatever insects and leeches, things that are going. See, people who never really been out in the jungle, they just can't even imagine. And that's what breaks my heart with people who come from certain areas and know the need of their people and just get here and forget. You know, but I was truly happy because when the brother said, no, this works. This is not a scam, Carol. I said, let me see. And they sent me a thing. I was like, oh. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I know that I'm a pain in the butt. He said, no. If more people, you know, I said, listen, just send me the rest of the information and let's see if we can invest. And, you know, they'll build up something over there where, you know, the water thing can be distributed to different areas of Africa and, you know, help people out and, you know, just make it a little better. It's not going to cure anything because we still got the human trafficking of kids that are under under 15, under 19 that are being over there digging up dirt and things of that sort. So it's just but this made me very happy. And the water that you sent me, I haven't received it yet, but I believe it's on the way.
I was waiting. All of us are waiting as well. Yeah, we're all waiting. We're all waiting to get that water, But somebody has gotten it, and, you know, he's doing quite well.
Great. So I'm just, you know, letting people know there was a few people that are looking to try to do some things with real estate, and, you know, they're struggling, but they're getting it together and they're getting out the shelter, so they'll be in touch with us. And I try to motivate people to call us. Regardless of what's going on in the world, God wakes you up. Remember that. And he's alive, very much so. So, you know, come on and talk to us and share whatever it is, because we're trying to do the best we can with what we have. And the people that comes on with different opportunities, these are legit opportunities, because even down to, you know, Ron? Hello? Ron?
Yes, right ahead.
Oh, well, I think we have great opportunities that are coming for people that are looking to do, you know, motivate their pockets and be more secure in their life. So I think they should give us a call and check out what we have to, you know, what we have on our menu. And our guest that calls in is spectacular. I love that brother that calls and always tells his spiritual truth, and it's just so wonderful. If the people would read their Bible and stop letting people tell them what's in it, it would be so much easier. But this is why we're in this situation. Anyhow, okay, Ron.
Yes, we have a lot of opportunities, people. God is blessing in many different ways. And I know, like, you know, things happen, and you know, you make a hit, you make not a hit. And like Norman said, 99.999, that's it. That's 100.
to me. You know, if I remember my mathematics correctly, that's 100. You know, one point, because they say, they're trying to say one point, there's always a possibility of one point, but I don't even, you know, when I get 99.999 coverage, I know to me that's 100%. I don't worry about that little 1% differentiation, or that might be a little discourse, but, you know, opportunities are here. You got to take advantage of it. And you can't sit around waiting for something perfect, or waiting for your friend to tell you it's good, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your niece, your nephew, your next door neighbor. Go out and try it. Especially people, I don't understand. This is free.
Amen.
Fishing is free. The water is free. Ain't costing you nothing. Ain't nothing like what the lessons used to say in that song. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. Got to have a job if you want to be with me.
No, so you better know your landlord. I don't know about that
song.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Holla.
So you got to have more, but, you know, like people are doing several things. They're working at home. They need people to work with, you know, the children who are emotionally disturbed, autistic. They're looking for people to work with them, and you get paid $15 an hour. All you have to do is go on Indeed. I know, because they called me. So, you know, you have to be able to drive, and I'm not able to drive and get around. I mean, you could get around, but you have to have a car to get to different clients. And if you have your degree and you've been working or have equivalent work experience, they're looking to hire people. There's jobs, guys. Look on Indeed, you know, different monsters. There's jobs. And as I always said, if you don't have a reference, I will give you a 2-year reference. But you have to do something. You know, and if you have children, I know daycare and getting someone to trust to take care of your children is hard, but do the best you can. And most of all, keep your word about paying people. That's where the problem starts. But we have any more guests, Ron?
Yeah. All mics are open. People are quiet tonight. People are not talking tonight. But nevertheless, let's go on. You have any more? You have any more announcements as well?
Well, TerraClean, people are still talking about that, and they're still talking about what was that chime of where they get the. They invest the $20 or $25 on the debits or credit for that. And now we have the water. That's going to be a great investment. And a few other things, like I said, Monsters has jobs. They're looking for drivers. The Board of Education is really in dire strait, and they need people with degrees that want to teach these children. And it's a shame that we allowed this to go on, and they have no books, and our kids can't read. So let's see what we could do about that situation. I never thought I'm just so blessed to have my sons reading and doing what they do, but I just never thought that it would be like this. So, anybody else on the show want to speak? You have any guests, Ron? Hello?
Yeah, listen, people. This is correct. The children are not, they're taking away the educational opportunities for the children. They're deleting history from the children and things that would encourage them to go to school, to learn math, to learn history, to learn English. You know, when children are sitting in the rooms and they're not being fed, you know, interesting subject matter, they don't get interested. And our children, our black children, they know when they're telling a lie to them, and they're sick of it. And so they get disenfranchised with the teacher, and they're trying to tell the teacher something. The teacher don't want to hear it because they got their little job. They got to keep it, you know. And so, like what Carol said, there are jobs opening up for teaching. In New York, I know New York, Chicago, California, South Carolina, North Carolina, all these big cities, Tennessee, Virginia, they're begging for teachers. They can't get them. And so, you know, if you're a person that want to teach and maybe you can get in, you know, and slip in some of the good stuff, you know. And so we need to get in there. We need to be a part of this system. We need to get a part of this opportunity here and move forward. So we need everybody to get involved. We need everybody to do the best you can do. Each one, teach one, reach one. Like I said, the churches in Florida. The black churches decided to open up history classes during Sunday school teaching, and after school programs, the black churches are opening up now, and they're having history teachers teach black history. So these are things that, you know, we all can do. You know, we open up community centers and things of that sort, and we can educate more than ever. You know, kids need to educate. You know. And sometimes you could educate with a little recreational. You know, you have a little song and dances, and have little basketball activities and things of that sort. Get the children involved, get the children interested. Because kids are like sponges; they absorb everything. But especially when they got their little group that they love, their little friends and whatnot, and their friends enjoying serving, and they're having a good time, and they're fed properly. You know, and we give them some of this good water in our recreational centers, some of this good true hydration water, and help them out with their health and their mental conditions as well. And it's a lot can be done, people. A lot can be done. 832-746. Your mic is open. Didn't hear from you. 832-746. Your mic is open. Another thing, people, you got to be in it to win it. When this water opens up internationally, when it opens up across the world, Lord Jesus, it's going to be a financial opportunity that's not going to stop. It's going to keep paying, and you're not going to be able to really it might become a little difficult getting involved, you know, at that point. Hello.
Yeah.
All mics open.
All mics are open.
Okay. I was doing some talking.
I would like to say this one more time, Reverend Ron, is that 99, and I hope you guys are listening at, because that statement that I made is a powerful one. 99.99% of all diseases, and you can think of a lot of diseases, are caused by not having the proper water to go right into the cells. And that's what this water does. It goes immediately when you drink it into the cells. It helps the body to complete processes that it cannot complete without that hydration. I mean, back in the 70s and 80s, 60s, you didn't hear of all of these diseases with children not having the right mental faculties as far as ADHD and all these things you never heard of. Well, guess what, guys? The water was continually getting worse and worse. I mean, if you're drinking bottled water, it has horrible BHSs in it. It has chips of plastic in it. And if you're drinking, I hope you guys are not drinking municipal water, guys. Those waters contain all of the medicines that were given out by doctors and hospitals for AIDS and all types of things, for high blood pressure and sugar and this and that and the other. They can't get that out of the water. That's why the water that we had back in the 60s and the 50s only took about two chemicals to make it palatable, guys. There's over 150 chemicals today that's put in water, horrible stuff, just to make it taste good. Guess what, guys? This is going to be the new thing, having water in cans with a plastic liner. And, guys, this company is far ahead. They're right on track for the expectations of the Food and Drug Administration as far as having liners and cans. Guys, completely safe so the water don't touch the aluminum can. Guys, we have a big deal here, because once the general public find out that this water that we're talking about, not only getting your cells immediately, but it is a healthy water that can help your body to resist all types of diseases. You're talking about going crazy, guys. That's why I'm urging you guys, and right now don't cost anything to get in. In fact, it won't cost anything to get in, but, guys, it gives you the opportunity to say, I'm first. I'm getting in on a product that's going to every corner of the world. And don't worry about if you don't know somebody in Europe or Africa or wherever, guys. Guess what? Somebody that you know who knows somebody got a cousin over in Europe or Africa or whatever land is going to. So it's a seven-level, unilevel. Guys, so all those people, millions of people can fit in that seven-level unilevel. They're opening their doors tomorrow, the 19th. And, guys, I just hope and pray that y'all heed this advice and jump on and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to provide all my family and friends with the water that can cause them to live longer, cause their bodies to function properly. And that's what we have here, guys. Remember, this is not a fly-by-night guy. He made billions of dollars on a product that you guys may know about. It's called 5-Hour Energy. And, guys, this is going to be a big deal, a huge deal. I mean, I stay up thinking about it at night. And now, that was weeks ago, guys. I was so excited. And, look, just that quick, they're opening the doors tomorrow. And you can't say that you was a part if you're not in it. So, guys, take advantage of it. We're going to become the next billion-dollar corporation. And then you wait. They're also going to offer you the bicycle where you can power up your house. You power this bicycle, you pedal it for about an hour, but you can provide electricity for your house a whole day. Guys, this is going to be a big deal. So any questions that I can answer, please alert me, guys. I just want I want you guys to get involved, because this show ain't going to look the same in the next 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. It's going to be off the charts. And so any questions I may ask, guys? Okay, back to you, Dr. Ron. Mr. Smith? Anybody out there? Back to you, guys. Thank you. I don't know if everybody ran to fix a sandwich right quick, but anyway, I'm just excited about this opportunity. Water is the biggest element of the body. It's about 3/4 water, same as the planet, about 75% water. So water is a big deal, and we can't do nothing to stay healthy without it. The only problem is we need the right type of water, the water that enters your body on what they call intracellular, not extracellular. That's outside the cells. Guys, we need intracellular nutrition, and that's exactly what we have. And so if you drink your favorite water in the stores, guess what? More than likely, it's no good. It's not entering your cells. It's extracellular hydration, which is good, but not good enough for you to stay healthy. It's good because you're getting some type of water, but guys, this is the water that don't enter the cells like the ones that you should drink. And guys, we're offering that to the whole world starting tomorrow. We're starting in the U.S. I think the Caribbean islands is going to be second, and then Canada and other places are coming on board. Europe, Africa, the Middle East, Dubai, all those places over there, worldwide, guys, we're going to have this nutrition. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of that occurs within your seven-level unilevel? More than likely it would. So, guys, I am here for you guys. Let me know what I can do. I work hand-in-hand with Reverend Ron. I'm Norman, guys. My telephone number is 912-655-7808. 912-655-7808. One more time, 912-655-7808. I am here for you, and this water is going to be one of the biggest deals that this planet has ever seen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, people, listen, this is going to be fantastic, and I think, like I said, if children got attention disorders, that medication is not bad for them. It turns them into a mummy or dummy or statue or something you don't want. You want your kids to be healthy and playing and have good mental conditions. Water is very healthy. Water is very absorbent into the body. It goes into all the parts of the body, all the streams of the body. It gets into the necessary nutritional areas of the body. It helps the liver. It helps the kidneys. And it's just a fantastic thing because it's absorbent into all the body cells. And like Norman said, the body consists of 70% water. So when you got a balance of water, which is good for you and it's nutritional for you and it's providing with the minerals and the nutrition, and it's causing your immune system to increase and get stronger. And we know that there's viruses out here. You know, I'm not going to call it, but we'll call it the Big C. And there's many, many things. You know, people are sickly. There's things going on. You know, we're getting all kinds of new types of sicknesses and stuff like that. So, I mean, you want to get your body together, especially as older folks. You know, as you get older, your immune system is depleted. It gets weaker. You know, you get arthritis, you get back pain, you get this, you get that, you get all kind of headaches, you get, you know, all kind of things happen when you get a certain age. So anything to rebalance the body, get the body back together, make the body stronger again, people, this is fantastic. This is so necessary, you know, and it's necessary for you to get this information out to those who you love. It's free. Let them get some. You know, I sent it to my friends and family, got them involved. You know, people I know that are also people that I know that are sickly, that not in good health and need assistance. I've made this, you know, available to them as well. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. When you go out there and you eat a good meal, you tell everybody about it. When you buy a good car, you tell everybody about it. You get a piece of cake and it's an excellent cake that you never take before. You tell everybody about it. You know, you drink a bottle of wine. It's the best wine you ever had. You tell people to drink a bottle of beer. You tell the people the best beer, soda, juice, or whatever. When smoothies came out, everybody was saying, drink smoothies, drink smoothies, drink smoothies. And everybody told everybody because of the health factor in the smoothie. So here is something that is just like that. It's very healthy for you, very helpful to the body, makes a big difference for you. And, you know, it's good when you have something that, you know, I just love the fact that it's going to help so many people. And that's where I'm coming from. And as well as myself, it's going to help me. I have a lot of issues, you know, as well. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to getting it and get myself back together. You know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. You can live long, but if you're in bad health, you know, it's not enjoyable. You know, you can live, you know, some people live 100, 105, 110, and if they can move around and do what they need to do and they're in their right mind and their mind is functioning, and they could live and, you know, do for themselves, that's a beautiful thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's a beautiful life, you know. And so we have to do everything we can because people are living longer, but they're not living a quality life.
That's
so we
right.
need to do everything we can to live longer and live a quality life that whatever it takes, you know, and God is blessing us with so many different opportunities to heal our body. You know, the Bible says that it talked about fruits and vegetables and water, and it says in I believe in Revelations it says this shall be your nutrient and your healing and your food. And so God meant for everything natural to be filling onto our bodies, and it is. If you can get natural stuff, you know, it is very healing to your body. And so, you know, I can't emphasize enough to get involved. I know people are very slow. They want to see what happened to Tom, what happened to Dick, what happened to Harry, what happened to Joe, what happened to Bob. You know, everybody want a testimonial. You know, but sometimes you have to become the testimonial. You know, and so looking, and there are some people that got the water. You know, I was hoping they would call in as well and give us a report. But, you know, and I know a lot of people just sitting on the sidelines waiting. But since it's free, you can get it if you want to put it in the pantry until somebody tells you something. But water is so undamaging. Water is so natural and so healing and so wonderful. Water, it will not hurt you. It's not like you're taking you go to the doctor. You got a pain, he gonna give you a pill that just came out, experimental pill. He don't know what it can do, what it can't do. He has some idea what somebody told him, and he gonna tell you that these are the side effects, this is what's gonna happen, you know, and you're gonna take a chance. And you're taking a chance. Here you got something natural, something that we know been around since the beginning of time, and there is no chances. There's no chances that anything, any side effects gonna hurt you or anything like that, you know. So the opportunity is here, people. You know, I can't emphasize enough. I'm like Norman said, even if you have to pay the $10 for the delivery, is not that's worth it. It's still worth it. You know, they were being nice. They gave a grace period for everything to be free. The opportunity was there. Norman came on the radio program several times in several months. And talked about this, and you know everybody had a time to jump on it and get their water. I sent it out to all emails, hundreds and hundreds of emails, and I text many, many of y'all, you know, listeners. There, I got your numbers. I text y'all and everything. And I don't know whether y'all went and did something on your own or whatever you did, but it's a blessing, you know. And my thing, if it helps somebody, you know, that's good. That's good. That's good enough for me. If somebody gets healed or somebody gets delivered or whatever it is, you know, whatever the situation is, whatever it is, you know, I feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? I feel good about it. Norma, you want to add anything else?
Yes, I'd like to say that the company alerted me that everybody that even they received the email and address, they ordered the water, even though late, will get their water. They said, realized that millions of people sent in requests for their free water, so they're a little bit behind, but they assured me that everyone would get their water. Just hold on tight, and you're going to see this thing bubble over and rock and roll and all those different things. But I enjoy telling people, Reverend Ron, like I said, I did a lot of research over many, many years, and they are now saying that 99.99% of all diseases are a result of not getting the right
yes.
type of hydration.
Yes.
And now
yes.
we have the right type of hydration that can bring your body back to a normal state. They're even saying, they were talking about the pancreas as far as diabetes was concerned. But guess what the real reason was? The real reason was a lack of true hydration. And now we don't have any of our folks saying anything on this show. I will be slapping the ceiling saying, oh, they got a way to combat sugar issues, pressure issues are because of hydration, and now
Amen.
We got the
Amen.
Right water.
You know,
so we want
you know
people
that.
On this show to talk. Go ahead, Doc.
You know that LeBron James' son, Bronny LeBron, everybody knew he had a heart attack. 19-year-old boy in condition because LeBron James is 45 or 48, whatever he is. He's playing excellent basketball. He's in excellent condition. This man spends $1 million a year on health for his family,
yes,
for his wife and his kids. And his kids are in excellent condition. They're the first time in history you got a father playing pro ball and both of his sons in the league. Okay? It's the first time in history you have a father playing ball. LeBron James play against kids 29 and, well, 20 years old, 22 years old, 21 years old, and they say to him, you old man, you play against my dad. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was.
Wow. Wow.
Okay? And he's still going strong. But a doctor from Nigeria, I'm glad that Norman reminded me, a doctor from Nigeria sent out a text message to a social media platform that I belong to. He sent everybody a text message. A young man from Nigeria, I think he's an actor or a football player, whatever he was, he died. And this doctor's saying, and I know y'all remember, young brother fell out, fainted in the football. Young brother just started the NFL, brand new pick, and he fell out and died. There's a young brother right now that just died. I think he's 19 or 20, 21. He was picked for the NFL, and he didn't get to play. He just died. This doctor is saying, all of these young people that you see having heart attacks and having a liver failure and this kind of failure and all these different sicknesses, it's because of dehydration, improperly dehydration, not being hydrated properly is the reason behind
wow.
it. I'm glad Norman reminded me. If Norman didn't remind me, I would not able to tell. But I'm just saying, Norman heard it from another source. I'm hearing it from another source. It's becoming a common denominator. I'm a retired psychologist. And I get the American Medical Association journal still because as a professional, you can get that journal. I get subscriptions of it still. And after a certain amount of time, you get what they call honorary subscriptions. And in that journal, that's what they're talking about now. They're talking about improper dehydration, people being dehydrated and not properly hydrated, and this is causing tremendous problems physically, mentally, so all kinds of problems with your kidneys, with your heart, with your blood vessels, with the red blood cells, with the immune system, and we can see it. Young man just died the other day, an actor, 30 years old. Okay, and I kept Norman. I just kept seeing all these young people dying. And I'm saying, my God, what's going on? A young boy, 17 years old, football player, got 1 percentile fat. He's a varsity football player in high school. He's getting ready to go to the University of South Carolina and play ball there. And plus the NFL wanted to recruit him to play pro ball.
You know something, Doc? You know something? I'm just going to back you again. Because it's all facts. And the last time I checked, documentation beat any kind of conversation anywhere. But, you know, not having the proper, according to what they're saying now, not having the proper hydration is like trying to drive your car without any oil in it. It's going to fail. It's just a matter of time when it decides to stop on you. Okay?
Amen. So, people, we got to run. Tomorrow night, hopefully Norman can be on tomorrow night and Sunday night, and we can continue to talk about this because this is a serious issue. And next Friday, I'm going to try to get some medical people on, to back up these medical claims and terms and get things going. So God bless everybody. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's got to get
better.
Gotta get better.